You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
B. Mitch and Finley coming to you live, Ashburn, Virginia, the BigBear.ai Performance Center, as the Commanders get ready for their final game of the year, Week 18 in Philadelphia. A little bit of news, not a surprise, we all expected this, but Tyler Biadasz now put on injured reserve, won't be playing Sunday amongst a host of players that will not be playing Sunday. Joining us now to make sense of things in the world, our friend Mr. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can read all his work at Post Sports. What up, Greenberg? How you doing, bud?
Doing great. Happy New Year.
Same to you, brother.
Happy New Year to you, Neil. Little bit of news here in the last, hour, with it basically being reported that Philly's not going to play their starters. You know me. I immediately looked at what Vegas did in the break of that news, and the line kind of got cut in half, depending where you're shopping. We had Dave Zangaro, who covers the Eagles for NBC Sports Philly, on with us, and he said, listen, they're not going to say it publicly, but Philly believes they can beat Washington with their backups. Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that, because I don't think Washington is that bad of a team. It's still the NFL. You still have a lot of people playing for stuff. I'm not even sure if Philadelphia necessarily believes that. It's the NFL, right? I mean, there's too much parity. The fact that the spread has moved quite a bit, it tells you more than like bluster from, a coach or a player. 7 points to 3.5 is a big, big move. I think Washington is well within their means to win this game.
Well, that's good to hear.
But when you look at it, though, like JP had mentioned to Dave about this, Washington backups also against them, because
right,
Tyler Biadasz is now on IR. Cosby's not playing.
Third string quarterback.
You know, you're on your third string quarterback. When you start looking at it, it's basically Washington's backups against Philly's backup.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but Washington
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Washington should have a lot to play for. Just from a last game of the season, we haven't had a very good season. We need to kind of show the world what we're like. And, you know, the backups playing, I mean, they have more to play for than anybody, right? I mean, you know, it's certainly something that they need to showcase well. There's going to be a lot of changes on this team going forward, especially, I believe, on the defensive side. So you want to be able to show out and show what you can do. I don't necessarily think Philly is that great of a team. I mean, they're obviously very good. They're obviously going to be in the playoffs. I've been, I think, down on them more than most. I have them as the number 9th best team, even though they're 11-5, and they've fallen quite a bit. You know, they got a good defense, but they've been inconsistent. And, you know, any team can have a clunker of a game at any time. The line movement tells you, I think, more about anything, and this game should at least be close.
Kind of sounds like you're taking the points. You know, I can
well, not now. I mean, the line moved quite a bit. I still, even 3.5, you're getting over the, you know, the key number of 3. You know, I don't know necessarily if I would be dabbling at this point. But just from an X's and O's standpoint, Philadelphia has not been a great team this year. Well, no team has been a great team. So they're definitely beatable. They're definitely exploitable. I think it's always worth betting the underdog in this case because you get the points and you also get a chance to win.
Well, Greenberg, let me ask you something. I am. It's obviously week 18. This is extremely self-serving radio, so forgive me. I am in the it's the final week of this pick'em pool I'm in. There's 35 guys in this pick'em pool, but Doug Kammerer and I have a side bet in this pool. Doug is 1 point ahead of me going into the last week. He has 89 points on the season. I have 88. I'd really like to win for a number of reasons, and because this pool, the lines get set early, I'm getting the Skins plus 7.5.
Oh, you got to take that.
That's a must, right?
Yeah. There's too much value there for...
You're stuck at 7.5?
I get... They put the lines when they first come out. So this is 7.5 when you thought Hurts was playing a role.
Yeah.
I hope Doug's not listening.
Doug, you're listening. You better go change that.
I think... That's about 25% closing line value there. I think you absolutely have to take that. And whatever happens, happens. But you're getting over a key number that's now in half. I would absolutely take that.
All right. We're talking with our boy Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable.
Do you know what he's taking or no?
No, I don't know until the game starts. So we probably will both take it is my guess.
You might be in trouble, Jay.
Damn it, Neil. You messed up my Rude. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Go ahead, Greenberg.
If you take the same game as him, you lose.
Yeah, we pick 5 games, though.
Oh, okay.
We pick 5 games. So maybe we both take that. I mean, frankly, the folks in this pool are fairly savvy. I think most people would see the line value and try to grab it regardless. So, like, I'd rather still be on the side of the value than
right,
chase
it off.
Right,
I thought it was just one game. But, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's 5.
Okay. Carry on.
So, thank you. So, I follow you on Twitter, as most should. You can give Greenberg a follow, at @ngreenberg. And your power rankings, one thing I love about you, you are not a conventional wisdom guy. You're gonna use your own kind of resources and numbers and go with them. Take us through where your power rankings are at going into week 18.
I have Seattle number 1, Jacksonville number 2, New England 3, Rams 4, Baltimore 5, which is probably going to be different than most.
Yeah, I would say.
You know, especially with, you have Chicago, Philadelphia, Buffalo all at 11 and 5. Look, I'm looking at where a team should be and where it's going. I was on Jacksonville very early a couple weeks ago. I had them number 4. A lot of people thought I was a little bit crazy, but it seems to pan out. New England I've had drifting up over the past couple weeks. I think that it's I'm looking at different things. I'm looking at efficiency. I'm looking at consistency gain in game. A lot of these power rankings that are out there are mostly just regurgitations of the record. Mine are not. And, I think mine have been pretty solid. I mean, through the course of the year in terms of, like, seeing the Eagles kind of fall off before anybody else, not being as high on Chicago, having Detroit lower than most before their swoon. Still having Baltimore high. I had Baltimore higher than most, I would say, even through like the early part of the season.
Yeah, you were riding with them.
And now here we are with them, being a playoff contender. So, I'm pretty good, but mine's going to be a lot different than probably what you see out there mostly.
So if you like the Ravens that much, means you must really like the Ravens Sunday night.
Yeah, I've been saying like Ravens futures are probably the most undervalued bet that was on the board for a couple weeks. But look, I'm actually picking the Steelers +3.5 in this game, only because Tomlin Harbaugh games are very, very close historically. Pittsburgh as a home underdog usually wins, so I'm definitely taking Pittsburgh +3.5. Going over that key number of 3. Maybe they get T.J. Watt back. Maybe that moves the line a little bit. But I'm high on Baltimore, but I do have Pittsburgh +3.5 this week.
Is that if Lamar plays or not?
Well, if Lamar plays, yeah, that's no matter what. I mean, these games have always been historically close. They've been low-scoring games. They've been close games. The underdog has won a majority of them. Pittsburgh has won a majority of them. I think Mike Tomlin knows his division rival, and I'm very comfortable taking Pittsburgh +3.5.
So take me through Seattle, because the hardest part in buying into Seattle is Sam Darnold, and that offense has not been nearly as explosive over the last month as they were earlier. In your top four in your power ranks, you go Seattle, Jacksonville, Patriots.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Rams. Who of that group would you put your own money on to win the Super Bowl?
Probably Seattle, and it's because defense travels. I mean, their defense has been good, and they're able to make stuff happen. I was down on them early in the season. I'm not going to say I was on the Seattle bandwagon for very long, but historically, these type of teams that are really good defensively do well in the postseason. Now, success in the postseason comes in two different flavors. Either you're like the best defensive team and you have an okay offense, or you're an elite offense that more than makes up for a okay defense. And Seattle definitely falls in that first group. I get the Sam Darnold stuff. It's all about matchups in the playoffs. And if he doesn't have a clunker, then I think Seattle just looks really good.
Yeah. What do you make of the Niners? That defense is bad.
Yeah.
They rush the passer as well as Washington does.
I hope my mother-in-law is not listening because she's from the Bay Area. She's a big 49ers fan. My kids call her up every Sunday. Go Niners! They're a team that I'm avoiding. I don't think that they have the pedigree to make a deep playoff run. I have them in the same tier as Baltimore and Houston. I would probably take both those teams over San Francisco. I've been higher on Houston consistently more than most. Their defense is good. I do think that they can put together some offensive stuff. But San Francisco, they're like vanilla ice cream, right? They're like a really good vanilla ice cream, which you're happy to have, but if there's a better, more exotic flavor out there, you're probably going to eat it.
Yeah, they gave up a lot. They won the game the other night, but they gave up a lot of points, man.
Yeah, they weren't. That wasn't their best showing. Like, that wasn't the showing that you want to see where, one, you got to go into this game for all the marbles, but then, to show, like, you're ready to dominate. Because even, even after we adjust the score for turnovers and that type of stuff, you know, they won 29-26 or so. You know, they had a really good game efficiency-wise, but there were some turnovers, et cetera. It just wasn't a dominant performance. And, you know, you want to see teams dominate. We talked about this before. Like, squeaking wins by one possession isn't what makes a really good team. There's no data-driven case for being, like, battle-tested. You want teams that blow out someone like 42-10, like the Patriots did, even if that team's not supposed to be any good. You want to see them firing on all cylinders.
Better chance of making the Super Bowl, winning the NFC, the Eagles or the Bears?
Oof. The Eagles. I'm not a fan of what Chicago's been doing at all. They're really not good on defense. They don't fit the profile of a team that goes deep in the playoffs. I definitely think Philadelphia, and it wouldn't even be close.
That defense is so legit. I tend to agree with you there. Are you prepared, Greenberg? And I do. We have a Caps game in about an hour, which is pretty exciting for Brian and I. Caps have been up and down, a lot more down than up lately. How we feeling about Rock the Red?
I'm feeling fine. They're fine. It's going to be fine. They're going to get some days off. I'm really looking forward to the Team Canada announcement, because it looks like the latest consensus has Tom Wilson making it. And
I love that. Awesome.
You know, that's something that's good. I think I really do think that everyone should be pulling for Tom Wilson to score a bunch of goals, the golden goal, just to really rub it in the face of his haters, because I don't think there's a more polarizing player than Tom Wilson. But, you know, kudos to him. You know, he's got 19 goals so far. He's obviously a big part of Washington's success, you know, in the NHL. And they're going to be fine. It's still a long season. Get some days off, rest up a little bit. And, you know, let's have a real conversation, you know, a month or two from now when we start to see what's really happening in the Metro and the NHL at large.
See, that was going to be my question for you. When should we be concerned about it?
Yeah, I would say after the halfway point. You know, we got, we're almost at the halfway point now. You know, I think a couple more games. It's, you know, they're doing really well in regulation, so they're not really padding their resume with overtime losses. Overtime points, which is good. Carolina is still a team that you're going to have to worry about. You know, so there's going to be some. Look, they're going to play good teams because there's a lot of good teams in their you know, on their side of the conference. So, but yeah, let's after the All-Star break, let's start to see what's going on, trade deadline, that sort of stuff. Let's see what the team looks like heading into the playoffs.
All right, Greenberg. Speaking of the playoffs, talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, the wager's significant here. It's a Snickers. Would you like to enter the B. Mitch and Finley College Football Bracket Challenge?
No, Snickers means something else, you know, Jay.
Yeah. I don't know that. Yeah. Do I have to like fill out a pool or something?
I'll tell you later. Once I win.
I don't. What's other meaning for Snickers?
You wouldn't know it. It's not on that. It's not on Google. It's on Boogle.
I'm not going to find it on, like, Legends or whatever
that
thing
is.
Boogle.
It's something made up.
Okay. Urban Dictionary says looking kind of good, sexy. I don't know. Perhaps it's a Twix bar, Greenberg. It's a candy bar.
I do like Twix bars.
Are you prepared to enter? So far, it's me, B-Mitch, Jeff, and Landfill.
Yeah, what do I have to do?
You just answer the following question.
Answer who's winning the college championship.
Yeah, these are not going to be in chronological order. Oregon, Texas Tech.
Oregon.
Okay. Bama, Indiana.
Indiana.
Ole Miss, Georgia.
Ole Miss.
Really?
Everyone else can have Georgia.
Well, You don't know how crazy we get on this program. Don't you know I'm loco?
I've been on for a couple years. Trust me, I know.
Jeff took Ole Miss. So you and Jeff, well, that's where you want to be. J-Dogs forever. then Miami, Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Okay. You have the Ducks of Oregon playing the Hoosiers of Indiana.
Oregon.
Okay. All right. Then you have the Rebels of Ole Miss playing the Buckeyes of Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Did I miss you there, Neil? Ole Miss, Ohio State. Okay. OH. Then you've got a Big Ten battle, Oregon versus Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Wow, back-to-back for the Buckeyes.
Neil, we don't need that to happen, man. I'm already sick of Sean Springs, man. God.
They are loaded, though.
Yeah, they loaded. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to make a phone call down to the French Quarters.
No, you didn't win. We got to see who wins the games.
Oh, I thought I won.
No.
The game hasn't been played yet. Neil, what the hell? How you win without the games being played? One of my buddies just asked me why you didn't name Denver, and I said, Neil thinks outside the box. He said, yeah, he thinks way outside the box. Now I'm realizing you are out the box right there.
I am so far out of the box, I'm in a circle.
You don't trust the Broncos at all?
Neil already won in the games that haven't been played. That's outside the box.
The Denver Broncos?
Yeah.
Not really.
All right. Not really. Are you taking the points with Miami tonight?
I mean, Miami's not good, are they?
Hurricanes?
The Hurricanes?
Oh, Hurricanes. I'm sorry. I thought you said the Denver Broncos. I'm sorry.
We're all over the place.
Yeah.
We do have to break, though, Neil. Okay. I will text you for winners.
All right, Neil. Okay. Take care, buddy.
Happy New Year. Love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man. Take care. That's our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post joining us. You can give him a follow at N Greenberg. Not a conventional fella. I like that. Maybe you do, too. Neither are we. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, fellas, if you're still rocking those tired old polos with floppy collars, it's time to step it up like I do with Collars & Co. They give you that crisp, dress shirt look with the comfort of your favorite polo. I wear mine to the studio just like I have on today, to hit the golf course, or even just for a night out with no wrinkles, no dry cleaner. Just throw it on and you're ready to roll. CollarsAndCo.com. And now you can check them out in person at their new store in Congressional Plaza and stock up with all your holiday shopping needs. Collars & Co. Tell them B. Mitch and JP sent you.
I know you planned it. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's 11:30 a.m. on New Year's Eve. 11:29 a.m. if you're being exact. It is New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And there was a time in my life where New Year's Eve was a big deal. I've worked a lot of New Year's Eves as a bartender. It wasn't the worst night to work. The problem was, if you were working New Year's Eve and the bar was rented out, and it was like $200 all you can drink,
mm-hmm.
Nobody tipped. Because they're like, well, I already paid. So that sucked. But then what would happen, speaking off the record, of course, is once you're bartending and you realize nobody's tipping you, you know what the bartender controls?
The price.
No, the alcohol. So you know what might start happening?
You get less liquor?
Well, I just might start drinking a bunch.
So you're saying
and then your service might wane.
So you're off the record, kind of on the record.
I always enjoyed New Year's Eve. Some of the most fun New Year's Eves I had. My boys in college would rent out this bar in New York City. We did like the Times Square thing, which was just nuts, but fun when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
As you get older, New Year's Eve, not a ton of juice. We're going out to dinner tonight at the beach, which should be cool.
Zippy, you've gotten older and just...
Well, what are you doing tonight, Mr. Young at Heart?
Oh, I'm going to be out all night.
I doubt it.
I'm going out.
Where are you going?
To a club down in what's it called, at the MGM.
Oh, you are? I thought you were debating whether you wanted to do that.
Nah, see, I just threw that out there to make sure I threw you off because I gave you something that you knew, see? Bang. I got plans just in case. I don't know.
So you're just not sharing your plans.
Yeah, basically. That's what I'm doing with you.
That I believe.
Yeah.
My guess is, of the four of us, White Brian's just on permanent vacation.
I don't know. What's up with that,
I think,
dude,
White
bro?
Brian's in Turks and Caicos, last I heard. I'm guessing only Jeff has, like, wild plans. Landfill, what do you have planned for tonight?
I'm just going to go home and go to sleep.
Yeah, but don't
you do what you do every night.
You also usually wake up, though, around midnight.
I mean, maybe. We'll see.
Will you watch the ball drop?
Hell no.
No, Dick. Is Dick Clark still alive?
I think he's passed years ago.
Yeah, I think he's gone, Jay.
Who does, like, the big...
Ryan Seacrest, huh?
The last few years of Dick Clark were pretty rough, too.
Dick Clark died in 2012. Damn. Yeah, that's a hole in my resume.
You need to stop, though.
Over 10 years ago. Shout out to Dick Clark. Remember when Dan Snyder bought Dick Clark Productions or whatever?
Yeah, how much money did he make?
Zero. So Ryan Seacrest is on tonight. The good news for me, what time's the college football game start tonight?
8 o'clock.
Something
like
that.
Don't say nothing that's going to get you in trouble, though. I'm just trying to help you.
7:30.
Who was that?
Who the hell was that, Lavin?
You
guys
take a guess. Yeah, you guys got to guess.
Denton.
No.
Denton doesn't work with us. He's big
time.
I don't
care. Who the hell? Say it again.
Yes. 7:30. Speak again.
Ohio State.
A sentence.
What's up?
This guy doing a bit.
I'm not doing a bit. But I just know Ohio State is playing at 7:30 in Dallas.
Who the hell is that?
Come on. You saw me yesterday.
I'm trying to look at the camera.
Lil Ben?
They're showing my guy on Monumental, I think.
Not Lil Ben.
Not Ben.
A-Mac?
Same age.
So here's a tough, there's going to be a tough moment here. For
Luigi?
Our friend. We're not. Brian and I aren't the
Was
best
it Luigi?
At everybody's
yeah,
name.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Luigi.
Who's Luigi? Mario's brother?
Well, you know, I told me he looked like the dude.
Is that, hold on, is your name Wes?
Yeah.
Shout out to Wes.
Yeah.
There
all right.
You go. Damn, Wes, I never heard you talk. I just see you smile all the time, dog.
Wes, you've been in there all day?
I have, yeah. I'm doing video for Brian.
All right, terrific. Do you know where White Brian is?
I don't know. Is he out of the country?
Turks and Caicos?
I think he's out of the country.
Bro, he's just on vacation permanently.
The dude, he got a lot of vacation time. We got to revisit our damn stuff.
Seriously. And White Brian's full-time, right? Isn't that the deal when you get the video jobs? Because that's what they always give Clary grief about. Shout-out to Luigi West. All right. So we are hoping to be at dinner at the beach at 5:30.
Probably ain't going to work.
Why not?
Because you're going to screw something up.
Appreciate your vote of confidence.
All right.
That's also what my wife thinks.
You leave here at 12. You got to go do some little tapings. You got to get home.
Yeah.
Then you pack. Are you already packed?
Lauren has packed.
Okay, so packed. And how long a ride is it normally without traffic?
A little less than 3 hours.
Okay, so you think it'll be a little less than 3 hours a day?
I don't think.
So if you're on the road.
Have you looked at the weather at the beach? I don't think it's a hot ticket to drive to the beach today.
Well, it may not be a hot ticket to drive to the beach, but it's going to be a hot ticket for her to get somewhere. People like being places, bro.
Tomorrow I plan on jumping in the ocean. It's a high of 39 and very windy. You want to join me?
Hell to the no.
Okay. That was thorough. Here's what Ainsley is hell-bent on staying up till midnight tonight.
Well,
I don't really,
we know that's going to happen.
So I've already, at the beach we only have one TV. It's a small little place, right? I've already told Lauren, whatever we need on the TV is fine. I'm going to watch a football game on my computer. So as long as I have access to the football game on my computer, whatever happens on the television is fine.
Uh-huh.
Now, since Luigi has let us know it's a 7:30 kick, I imagine there'll be some level of song and dance with this game. There'll be a national anthem. And we'll
there'll be something going on.
Like, what time do you think they actually kick the football? 7:48?
7:30 start. About 7:48, 7:50.
So college games tend to go long. I think the football game, if it goes 3 hours, that gets me to 10:48. I bet the football game isn't over till around 11:15.
Possibly.
That means if the girls really want to stay up, I'm dadding for 45 minutes, counting down the clock, bang. Do you think I make it?
Are you drinking some Dr. Pepper Clear while you're watching the game?
Probably going to be some Clear this evening.
Your eyes might be closed before 12.
Nah, I like watching football. And I'll be with the kids. It's not going to be me sitting in the chair by myself refilling.
Dude, I've seen you fall asleep. So,
sir.
Oh, I go to sleep.
You are the one seed of sleepers on this program.
And when I'm tired, I go to sleep. I'm not going to sit up there and try to fight it. For what?
All right, so Brian refuses to tell us his plans. Landfill is not doing anything. Luigi, what are you doing tonight? You're a young man. You going out in these streets?
No, I got to watch Ohio State play.
Are you a Buckeye fan?
Yeah, my dad went to Ohio State.
Okay. Where are you just going to watch it at home with your pop?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I kind of like that. Good for you.
Thank you.
Now, if I had to guess on anybody with significant plans tonight, his name is Jeff. Jeffrey, what the hell
are
you doing?
My name is Jeff.
What are you doing tonight, Jeff?
I have to DJ from 11:30 to 3, and then I'm going home and going to sleep because I have a 5K to run.
Oh, yeah, he got to run a 5K tomorrow.
Oh, you're running that tomorrow after DJing till 3 in the morning?
I'm going to show up and
see Jeff
run.
I'll get home about 4 o'clock, get a nice little 5 hours, be up at registration by 9, be ready to run by 11.
So will you not drink tonight?
JP, I haven't drank at the club since January.
So I had to specify that, at the club?
Yeah, I know you drank in Madrid.
Yeah, for sure. But the club,
he lost in Madrid.
Really
what club are you at tonight? Is it like $100 all you can drink kind of thing, or what is it?
I'm at 202 Lounge. It's right in Chinatown, and it's not $100 all you can drink, but there are table deals tonight.
What does it cost to get a table tonight?
For one premium bottle and one house champagne, it's $550.
What's a premium bottle? Like a bottle of Casamigos or something?
Yeah, Don Julio, stuff like that. For two bottles, it's $850. And for four bottles and a house champagne, it's $1,250.
That's what we would be doing, Jeff. I mean, JP, me and you.
Four bottles?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I feel like two would be enough.
Nah, man.
B. Mitch and Finley table, we got to do that
big,
one weekend.
Son. What do you say?
A B. Mitch and Finley table, we got to do that one weekend.
I'm not sure about that. Can it start a lot earlier?
No, JP.
JP.
We're going to go out. We're going out. We can't play that old man crap, dog.
3 a.m. is late, man.
Man, please. Come on, dog.
Says the guy that won't tell us what he's doing tonight because he's probably not doing anything.
Do what? Why y'all sending pictures of me sleeping in Madrid? Hey.
Joey just said
I told you I was going to doze off that day. I voiced that right before we started. Because that time killed me, man.
Whose New Year's Eve sounds the most exciting? Jeff, DJing at the club. Landfill sleeping and maybe waking up. Luigi watching Ohio State with his dad. You with unnamed plans. Or me hanging with the kids watching football.
Me with unnamed plans.
Dun, 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 dun. Where does New Year's Eve rank for you? Let's examine that when we return. I've actually become a New Year's Day guy. Nobody go anywhere. We got Caps hockey coming up shortly. Should hear from Dan Quinn. Maybe we get some clarity on who's going to be the starting quarterback. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Monumental Sports Network, and on the YouTube stream. Nobody takes care of the fan listeners like Paisanos. I know what your plan is tonight. Say you got a bunch of people coming over to watch the game. Order Paisanos. You can get 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. Pizza, wings, pasta, salads, cheesesteaks, whatever you want. Perfect for game day, late night, or when those holiday leftovers finally lose steam. Just hit PaisanosPizza.com, load up the cart, and watch the total drop with FAN30. If you're feeding the whole crew, use CREW20 for 20% off a custom catering order. Great for a game day spread, an office lunch, a holiday hangout, or a big family dinner. Paisanos has seriously tasty options, including pre-planned catering packages with the discount already baked in. There's two ways to score, Fan 30 for any order or Crew 20 for the whole crew. Paisanos, it's not just pizza, but something for everyone. Order now at paisanospizza.com. Damn. New England having their best season in years. Real reasons to be excited about playoff prospects for the Patriots. Yesterday, the news came out that Steph Diggs was charged with strangulation of what his lawyers say is a dispute with an employee. Mm-hmm. Today, I'm just seeing this from WCVB-TV Boston. New England Patriots star defensive tackle Christian Barmore is facing a domestic assault charge, according to court documents out of Attleboro District Court.
They may keep a lot of stuff quiet, huh?
I mean, that's a lot of legal news in 24 hours for the Pats.
It's quick.
26-year-old is charged with one count of assault and battery on a family household member. You talk about keeping it quiet, but listen to this. The misdemeanor charge stems from an alleged incident in Mansfield on August 8th.
Damn.
According to documents, the victim had been in a relationship with Barmore. She alleged Barmore became angry with her about the air conditioning temperature in his bedroom and that they had an argument over food. According to court documents, the victim told police Barmore grabbed her phone from her hands while she was trying to leave the house. Charging documents stated the victim intended to open the door and scream for help, but Christian grabbed her before she could and threw her to the floor. The victim claimed Barmore grabbed her by the shirt and in the neck, but he eventually let her go. The criminal complaint was issued on December 16th, and Barmore is scheduled to be arraigned on February 3rd, 5 days before the Super Bowl.
Wait. This happened in August?
Yeah.
And then the complaint didn't happen until December?
Says the criminal complaint was issued on December 16th, which is 4 months later.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
It just makes you start thinking, like, okay, why now?
Yeah.
If he didn't do it then. Does he have a new girlfriend?
I don't know.
Hey, man, like, stuff happens, bro.
That is
I don't know. So this is – listen – I'm saying they were keeping it quiet. Hell, they didn't keep it quiet. It wasn't there. They didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's certainly what I know. The legal situations are the legal situations. Lawyers, police, paperwork like that. That's going to be its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
For Mike Vrabel and the Patriots, that's a lot of stuff in 24 hours going into Week 18.
Hell yeah.
And
now, if I'm Mike Vrabel, I'm calling the meeting right now. I say, anybody else got something about to come out?
Seriously?
Let me know, please.
Just to be ahead of it.
Hell yeah.
Now, for this week's game against the Dolphins, you know, you wonder how much of an impact that makes.
It may not be an impact, but you know what? You know, going to be asking questions to people that probably have nothing to do with it. Just like you and I talk about what we know, the players in the locker room don't know what's going on either, but they will be asked questions.
And New England's very much in contention for the one seed, and if they lost, I don't know how the tie-breaking procedures would go, but if they lost and Jacksonville won, could the Jags get up to the two? Like, this weekend does still matter, and Miami's playing a lot better ball than they were 2 months ago. So, a lot going on in New England. We're going to play Jeff's song here in just a minute, but B, I did want to ask you one thing. We've talked about George Pickens a few different times, and we're both of the mindset that Jerry ain't letting him go.
Yeah.
I learned something yesterday that I was unaware of. Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons, that relationship came to a divorce status, largely because Jerry didn't. David Mulligetta of Athletes First is Micah Parsons' agent. Mulligetta is one of the biggest agents in football, period. It represents a ton of top talent. Lanville, if you said something, I didn't hear you. Mulligetta and Jerry Jones would not speak in the process. Jerry would not speak to Mulligetta, and that's why that thing went so sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Mulligetta also represents George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
Does that complicate things?
No. They'll get it done eventually.
You think?
Jerry talks when he wants to talk. And you know one thing? Jerry loves offense. He likes scoring. So,
Here's the plan. Coming up on Monumental Network, Capitals pregame live at noon with Alexa Landestoy, Alan May, and Brent Johnson. Caps are taking on the Rangers at home today. You'll have Joe B. Locker and Al Koken on the call of the game. B. Mitch and Finley is back right here on 106.7 and on the YouTube page after the break. Right now, Jeff Walker, Week 18 song against the Eagles. Jeffrey, what do we got?
I did something different. I wanted to this year. I wanted to do something different. You'll hear it when I play the song. Let's go, Landini.
I hope he ain't singing.
Woo. Four wins so far. This ain't been the best season. It been a lot of ups and downs. But you know what? I still believe in that burgundy and gold. I still believe that burgundy and gold. And I know it's fans all across the fan base that got love for this team. You know, they got mad love for this team. They out there when we losing. They out there in the cold. They out there in the rain. You know what? I ain't even gonna kill this beat. Hey, yo, Master Chief, what we on?
Now I'ma say it all and put it to rest. Everything I hate is wanna say straight from their chest. Terry did hold out, and he was hurt. Like 18 others, D-Wise and Zach Ertz. Why not us? Why not us? Commanders to the Super Bowl, and Cliff we trust? Yeah, we signed Debo, he delivered a hit. But our defense lacked identity and wit. We won four games to beat the Giants twice. Lost all the other big ones under primetime lights. B-Rob was sent packing, told to kick rocks. You can watch that and more all on Hard Knocks. Bill and Lane took it to the house without no flags. Burke's first TD was with the one-hand snags. Haters say no more, man, it's all been told. I'm forever gonna be burgundy and gold. Yeah, Master Chief at the Fair Soldier. You know we told you haters say no more. It's all been told. I'm forever gonna be burgundy and gold.
Get back next year for sure. Knuckle up.
I enjoyed that, Jeffrey. Well done. Shout out to Master Chief. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Coming up next on Monumental Sports Network, Caps pregame live. More B. Mitchell Finley after the break on 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia. I am guessing the vibe at Cap One Arena today will be strong. You got a New Year's Eve kind of holiday crowd. I am guessing, like, I wish I had a live camera. I might text my boy EP. What do you think the scene is at Clyde's right now? Because folks are having a few before this game.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like,
and, yeah, I know it's 12:03, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere. They're enjoying themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, dog. You know how it is when we go to Clyde's.
Yeah. I'm texting Pollard right now. I don't know if he's working today or what, but I'm guessing Clyde's is bumping. if you're selling beers at Cap One Arena today, I'm guessing you're going to make a little scratch. Mm-hmm. With people feeling generous for the holidays.
Yeah.
And I think Tom Wilson, as Greenberg told us, trying to, you know, show the Canadians he belongs on his nation's national team. Mm-hmm. And the Rangers, I think, stink, and the Caps need a win. Like, there's a lot of solid factors towards today being a fun one in Capstown. Yeah, the Rangers, damn, they're only 2 points back. That Metro is so jumbled up, and the Hurricanes are just clearly the best team. Well, that's why they play the games. We'll see.
There you go.
That'll be fun to watch this afternoon. B, I don't know when it happened. I've become more of a New Year's Day guy to New Year's Eve. New Year's Day is just such a great day. You got football all day. My wife always makes a big pot of spaghetti. I love spaghetti. And I enjoy it. Are you a New Year's Day or New Year's Eve guy?
I mean, New Year's Eve, it is what it is. But I just look at all the days like they're the same, to be honest with you. Like, it's the end of the year, you start the next year. Ain't like nothing really different. I'm hoping, like, a few New Year's, I got some 50, 60-degree days to play golf.
I know.
I would love that.
Not getting that. Camera says it's going to be cold for a while. I don't know that there's any winter golf coming.
We need Cameron to do his work and get some damn warm air coming through here.
It'd be better if he could control the weather.
Yeah.
I'm looking right now. Your best bet.
We need him to control the weather, dude.
All right. So next. See, this I'll never understand. This was the same thing on Monday when the temperature climbed up into the 50s, but it was that crazy wind. So next Wednesday, a week from today, I'm just looking at the weather on my phone, says a high of 56, which is doable. But it says there's a 55% chance of sleet.
That's crazy.
It looks like that stretch next week, 56, 51, maybe it warms up a little bit. But I think it's going to be cold for the next week.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. What's the weather look like in Philly on Sunday?
I don't know.
I bet it's going to be cold.
I just left my jacket. I got to get my damn jacket. Got me a nice winter jacket.
Another letter jacket?
Nah, it's a big one, nice one.
Make
sure I'm not going to be cold in the damn winter.
Looking right now, high of 36 on Sunday in the city of Brotherly Love.
That makes
Love.
No damn sense.
But at least no precipitation or anything. Like, I think both teams going to be running the ball.
I'm
just trying to keep this
ball,
moving.
That wind comes off that water right there at that damn stadium.
It does.
It's colder there than it is most places.
And the way the Link is built. The Link is a great stadium. I really like the Link as far as a football stadium goes.
Mm-hmm.
But because they have those opposite end zones open, you know what I mean? That is just a straight wind tunnel coming
through there. Yeah.
All right, we are out of here in just a few minutes for Caps hockey coverage. John Walton taking over at 12:15. Let's see if any of the boys have a New Year's resolution. I want to get – this is kind of my normal cycle. I'm going to get back in shape once I'm going to have some more time, starting next week, honestly. That's probably the top of my list. What I always say this time of year is I want to break 190 and I want to break 90. So
you can break the 90. You just got to learn to break the habit on the back nine.
I mean, this past summer, I was breaking 90 I was playing some decent golf, like 85, 88. Then I kind of lost it a bit. And the weight, you know, I got to keep it under 2 bills. Right now I'm flirting, like 198. Ideally, you know, by March 1, I'm at 188, kind of get my life in order. Those are my standard New Year's resolutions. Break 190, break 90. What about you?
Just deal with less BS.
Good luck.
Oh, I don't deal.
In our industry?
I choose to deal with, if I choose to deal with it or not, I'm going to be dealing with less. So the people around me need to understand that. So you bring it to me, I'm going to be giving you the Heisman.
So are you telling Landfill and Jeff directly?
I'm telling everybody that needs to hear it.
Jeffrey, what are some of your New Year's resolutions?
Well, I'm building my body back up. That's all I want to do. I'm just going to live a healthier life this year.
Jeff's getting healthy. Well done. Jeff, how much weight have you lost, dude? What's the number at right now?
Well, I'm at I honestly haven't checked, bro. Like, once I got down to 200 flat, which was 90, once I got down today, I started bulking up. Now, I haven't been
I wonder who weighs more, me or Jeff right now.
Oh, it's B for sure.
Jeff?
What is Wes/Luigi? You got a New Year's resolution? Are you still in school, Luigi? Give us a 30-second spiel about yourself.
No, I graduated last semester at Virginia Tech, majored in broadcast journalism.
So you should be looking for a job, young man. What are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I am working a job. No, my
job right now.
Sure. A new word. A new word every week. Learn a new word every week. 52 words in 2026.
Is that setting the bar kind of low? A new word every week?
Yeah, that's kind of.
Why, you want me to do it every single day? Because I feel like I'll forget.
No, I get something more exciting. Hell.
Yeah, like a word a week is like probably what my 7-year-old's doing.
But I'm not. Well, I was going to say gain weight, but you took that.
I'm not trying to gain weight. I'm trying to lose weight, dude.
That was kind of like a shot. That was a shot.
All right, gain more weight. Me. Muscle.
What do you weigh, Luigi?
170.
You're kind of tall. What are you?
I'm a little bit over 6, but.
Okay. Yeah, you're kind of skinny. You got on that Ozempic Jenkins like Jeff. Landville, what are your New Year's resolutions? Less BS?
Well, first off, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I think they're like halftime adjustments. They're a myth. If you see a change that needs to be made, you make it immediately. You don't wait till New Year's.
I like that. That's actually real. That's stop being polite and start getting
real. Well, I'm going to just say this. Get ready to see all the new people at the damn gym for about 2 months.
2 months, 2 weeks.
2 months. They'll last for about 2 months, and then you can get all your machines back.
Let's all make one 2026 prediction.
By March, all the machines in the gym gonna be open again.
All right. B's got the machines in the gym open again. Jeffrey, you got a prediction for 2026?
Nah.
Exciting. Thanks, Jeff. Luigi?
Yeah, I'll do Ohio State back on the mountaintop of college football.
Wow. All right. I think I'll say the Commanders back in the playoffs. I think Philly's pretty loaded. I think they're going to have some changes in Philly. I think they're going to hire a real offensive coordinator. I think Washington's going to have some changes. I think they're going to hire a new defensive coordinator. I think the injuries and the schedule.
Why you have for one prediction and then you go tell us what you think 500 million times?
One, because we have to kill 4 more minutes. Two.
You let Landfield give you his prediction.
I'm explaining my prediction. I think Washington won't have the same outrageous schedule they had this year. They're going to get the third place. I'm telling you my prediction. And then, all right, you kill the last 4 minutes. Go.
Landfield, tell us your prediction.
It's going to be 4 words.
I think that the Commanders will improve over 2025. Prediction. Boom.
All right. Huey, what's your prediction?
We got 3 minutes to go.
Dude, just talk. Instead of just
I was explaining my prediction.
But you said give me one prediction and then you give me 5 different things.
It was one thing and the reasons for it.
Can I give a prediction?
Sure. No,
can I do it? Can I ask for an expectation? When you say one thing, stick to it in 2026.
All I did was say one thing and then explain why.
You said it.
I said, I think they're going to be back to a playoff team and here's why.
And then you said the Eagles getting a new coordinator. What does that have to do with the Commanders being back to a better team?
Just because I think the entire NFC East is going to look different. I think there's going to be significant changes all the way around. I think these guys will recognize they need a more thorough overhaul of this roster than they tried this past year.
Yeah, but I think they already know that. I think they knew
that. I hope so,
dude. They knew that by week 6, that we need a thorough overhaul of this roster, and they couldn't do nothing about it at that point. I think right now they know. They if they don't know it at this point, something's wrong.
I got a hope for 2026.
Give me a hope.
The Wiz make the play-in playoffs, whatever that's called.
All right.
Like the 10 seed or whatever.
And I like that one.
I don't. That's a hope. That ain't a prediction.
Call it a hope-piction.
The hope-piction.
Yeah,
I like that.
Hope-piction.
What do you think was the bigger DC sports story this year? RFK, full approval, shovels in the ground? Or Ovi breaking the goals record?
I think it was RFK. I think Ovi's deal was huge, but I think the RFK thing is like a area thing. You know what I mean?
Matters more for the long term.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, Ovi is humongous anytime he does anything. But moving that stadium back there with so many people that want to see it there and the possibilities of what it could do for that area.
The final B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day for 2025. Who do you think wins the college football playoff national championship? Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, or other? You can vote on that at the B. Mitch and Finley page. Of course, AAA poll today brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. Exciting day. We told you the Caps are on at 12:30. John Walton has our Caps coverage right here on 106.7 The Fan starting next. Go Caps. If you're at the game today, enjoy it. Everybody have a safe, happy New Year's Eve. Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for listening.
See y'all next year.
See you next year.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.